We're a forgiving bunch here in the far north when it comes to re-electing Labor MPs in the four key seats in our part of the world. No doubt at the next election, we'll forgive them for the cost and time blowouts of the Cairns Convention Centre redevelopment. We'll forgive them for the absolute sham that was the global tourism hub. Remember that? We'll forgive them for the complete lack of action on the Coranda Range Road and the Western Arterial Road and a whole bunch of other congestion hotspots in our city. We'll forgive them a whole bunch of political sins and promises they made but never kept. But what we should not forgive them for, and what we should not forget, is the complete and utter failure on youth crime. The tragic and unnecessary death of 14-year-old Bradley Smith, 14 years old, earlier this week in a car crash, a horrific car crash at Manura, should never be forgotten. We won't go into the details of the circumstances of that horrific crash. We'll leave that to the police and the courts. But when it comes time to vote at the next state election, we should not forgive and forget. Youth crime has never been a priority for Labor. It's never been a priority for Michael Healy or Craig Crawford or Curtis Pitt or the MP for Cook that no one seems to hear or see in the last couple of years. Never, never been a priority. The death of Bradley Smith, the constant car thefts, the constant break-ins, the assaults. This is a failure of government and a failure of a system. Hold parents to account. Rehabilitate young people. Sort out adequate punishment and take a whole of government approach. It's a complex issue, but do something about it. And for us, all of us, we need to pause and consider who we vote for at the next election. I'm not telling you who to vote for. Perhaps there is no credible alternative. But surely, surely, the tragic death of a 14-year-old boy this week is the final straw in how we cast our vote at the next state election.